In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sister Gemma Giannini, Passionist, says in the process of beatification, "By my own knowledge, I can affirm that the servant of God was enriched with supernatural gifts, such as prophecy, discernment of hearts, ecstasy, visions, and appearances. Bilocation. It is the simultaneous presence of the same person in two different places. Some theologians believe that this is impossible, and in one of the places the person is only in spirit, or an angel takes the person's place. Anyway, we can know that Gemma was in Rome, attending the Mass of Father Germanus while living in Lucia, and she received the Holy Communion directly from the Father's chalice. This is how Gemma informed Ms. Cecilia, the aunt of St. Gemma Gagani. Ms. Cecilia wrote urgently to Father Germanus to see if this is true. She said to him, "I want you to tell me two things urgently. First, the exact time when you celebrated Mass. Second, if you felt the strong presence of Gemma on Sunday and at what time." Father Germanus replied, "On Saturday I celebrated Mass shortly after 10, and on Sunday around 5. I gave Gemma the cup of Jesus to drink, and she pressed her lips to it very well. Yes, I felt her present." In Edia, or absolute fast, there have been saints who for long periods of time, and sometimes many years, have lived only on daily communion. This is not the specific case of Gemma, but it is known that from the Feast of Pentecost in 1902 until the end of June of that year, she lived only on communion, without her body experiencing the slightest sign of decay. The Passionist Provincial, Father Pedro Pablo, could affirm, "She ate so little that it seemed like a miracle that she could live with so little. As she affirmed herself, she was quite satisfied with the angel's bread, which she ate every day." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.